Thank you for tuning into a scary episode of that animated podcast.
Ooh.
Look at us. We decided to dress up today.
Yeah, we're a little bit spooky.
Those of you who watched our video yesterday got a sneak peek of this, but this is what the full thing looks like. What if we were like actually doing an episode? Ah.
It's orange in here.
This is probably the most fun we've been able to have in the set in a long time. We've really got to like change everything. Everything looks different.
But it still looks the same.
Yeah. So we're like, Emmy's like really building up this like
Halloween
story. She's been telling me all week. Dude, you have to hear this Halloween story. I cannot wait to bring it up.
That is not
so
true.
So you have the floor.
Huh?
Tell us your epic Halloween story. All I said is
that I had Halloween things to talk about, and I was excited about the Halloween episode. I didn't specifically say that I had.
You said you had some epic story. Let's hear it.
No.
What was your first Halloween costume that you remember, like really getting excited about?
My Sailor Moon costume, which ended up not being Sailor Moon whatsoever, but I pretended anyway.
I'd have to like really think about it. I don't remember most of the things I dressed up as.
I was always super excited.
It was always just like candy. Yeah!
No, it was about dressing up for me. That was the most fun. I got to be weird. And then I learned about cosplaying, which,
oh my God, I just realized I'm basically wearing the outfit that I remember the most.
What do you mean?
I had a robe and a wizard hat.
Oh, you were Harry Potter.
No. Oh, my God.
You were Harry Potter.
This is the funniest thing.
You were straight up Harry Potter.
I thought that me, if you guys listened to the last episode, I talked about how Harry Potter ass I looked. And I decided to wear a wizard robe and a wizard hat to dress up as my RuneScape character.
Oh, my
DJ
God.
DJ Net.
You should have had like a... you should have cut out a piece of paper and wrote your name and like stuck it on your head.
Yeah, you think that worked?
Oh.
I tried that.
Did you really?
I'm my username.
Oh.
And they're like, huh? Oh, give the Harry Potter kid the... They didn't give a shit.
Aw, you were just Harry Potter. You probably looked straight. You were in your glasses and everything.
Yeah. Oh, look, everybody. Potter came up to the door.
Dobby,
look, it's Potter. And I'm like,
Harry Potter.
And then I have to like stop them. Like, hey, whoa. I'm DJ Net. Like, what?
Who? Who's that?
Who's that? Like, imagine like, that's just
you
like
were
the
basically
dumbest.
An OC. Nobody knows what.
Right?
What you're supposed to be.
It was like the basic black wizard hat that you would pick up from killing the like wizards or gnomes. They like random shit would drop them. Gnomes.
And you just put them right on.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, a hat.
Well, you can kill. There are gnomes. You can kill them if you want to, but you should.
But not the one with the wizard hats. The imps tend to have the wizard hats, yeah. I think. At least they used to. I don't know why I associate that.
Do you mean when you say imp, do you mean the little...
The ones that teleport.
The red ones. Yeah.
But anyway, not to get too into RuneScape, but yes, I was trying to be my character one year, and it was a failure. Epic fail on my part, honestly.
I wanted to be Serenity. I wanted to be like Princess Sailor Moon because one of those years, I think it was like third grade, second grade. I don't even remember. Maybe it was even first grade. Whatever grade, I was on the little kid's side because I remember walking around.
Was this before or after you prayed to become?
It was probably around that time.
Was this answering your prayers? Would you say?
No. Oh, but
darn.
Like... I felt good about it. I felt like I was Sailor Moon. I even made a wand, and my mom, she got me like a stick thing with a wooden cube that I painted, and then she like coated it with this like shiny blue chrome paint. And you know, Sailor Moon doesn't have anything that looks like that, but it was the thought that counted for me because
it worked.
I really felt like I was Sailor Moon, but in reality, I just kind of look like... like an ice princess with my hair in pigtails.
Hey, listen. At least
but
you didn't just get
so
some
cool.
random spirit Halloween costumes.
Halloween wasn't even a thing.
Like you had like a chance to actually make a costume instead of just...
My mom helped me. I really thought that when we went to Walmart, I would find a Sailor Moon costume.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought it would
like
be
that
easy. And then there was another year, I think in fifth grade, I wanted to be Raven from Teen Titans. But all of the costumes made her legs pants because, like, her skin tone is gray. So they're like, hey, you're going to be cold anyway, so have these pants built. Because she wears a leotard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a black leotard. And that wasn't that foreign to me because I liked wearing tutus and ballerina shit. Because I wanted to be a ballerina when I was a baby, did you know?
And how'd that work out?
I did dance. I did a little bit of a dancey, but it didn't stick.
But did you like doing it?
I did. I did like doing it. I was a twirly little ballerina.
Twirling?
Yeah. I twirled. I whirled. And I liked wearing my tutu around the house all day, every day.
Even after Halloween?
Yes. I would just always
like
wear
your
it.
Favorite candy on Halloween?
My favorite candy?
Yeah. Because, like, for me, it was always the chewy stuff. Like, anything chewy.
Really? I didn't like that stuff. I didn't like the chewies.
I mean, you know me. Like, I like gummy. I not like chewy, but like gummy stuff.
I'm a chocolatey
but also
kind
like
of person.
Stuff like Tootsie Rolls I would look forward to.
No. No, and what? You're so, what?
What? You think I'm crazy for that?
Yeah, it's about like...
Like Reese's are good
Reese's,
too.
Reese's, yeah.
Yeah, those are good. I mean, hey.
M&M's.
Not dogging that stuff. Just saying that. I like the more like tacky stuff, which is why me having like a fake jaw kind of sucks because... That Aww. Kind of texture I really liked when I was younger. Like, ooh. But now it's like hard to not hard to chew like that. You know, speaking of, we mentioned Spirit Halloween.
Yeah, what about it?
So where we live, we had a mall that's like defunct. It's still got some stores in it, but it's basically like dying. It's it's turning into
a hospital,
unironically. Like literally our emergency room is the old mall. And they've been adding
used
stories.
Used to go there for
it.
GameStop.
But there was a Chuck E. Cheese attached to it that we used to go to all the time. And one day I'm browsing Twitter, like last year, and I see a picture of it on Twitter because it turned into a Spirit Halloween.
Wait, what? For real?
Yes.
That's a Spirit Halloween now?
At one point, Spirit Halloween moved
was.
In there. They move in like every year to a random building in our town. And one year they chose the Chuck E. Cheese building and it went and everyone was reposting it on Twitter.
Huh?
They're saying it's like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And that was our town.
That doesn't make any sense.
That was literally our town.
No.
Yeah.
You remember that I like Five Nights at Freddy's? You remember that I had a weird fixation on that for a long time?
Anyway. Yeah. That happened here. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
I didn't.
Yeah.
No. I genuinely don't remember. I remember going into the Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
I don't remember it becoming Spirit Halloween.
It was there the whole time, but...
I really liked going in there to see all of the really stupid knockoff costumes that they would have.
Yeah.
Now they don't even try to say knockoff things. They just say what they are.
I think it's because parody has kind of had its lines blurred. It started off as like, oh, you can change whatever lyrics to whatever tune you want and you can make what you want with it. And it's turned into you can basically steal that idea as long as just someone's laughing about it. It's okay. Like, I feel like we've reached that point of parody. Like, we're going to end up undoing a lot of the parody laws that have been established based on how often people are like overtly profiting off of holiday seasons like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke, but it's a parody. So, like, thinking back when I saw them ripping things off, it was like they would have like He-Man and it would be like strong dude. Like,
yeah, instead of Mario, it would be like Plumber
Italian
Twins.
Italian plumbers. Like, do they just say Mario now?
Yeah, do they just straight up say Mario? Are they licensed now? I even saw The Amazing Digital Circus at Spirit Halloween. And it's not a bootleg. It's just straight up what it is.
Maybe
and I think it might be a real thing.
Now.
I think they are. I think that's a legit thing now.
What if they started out bootlegging so much that they're like, hey, look, we take you off the shelf. Fine. We'll just replace you with something else. But if we replace it with you,
my friend,
you can be picking up the profit that we are leaving behind by taking you off the shelves. Do you want that profit? That's how you do it.
That sounds like a hostage situation.
Oh, it's like low-key extortion.
Yeah,
but
extortion,
like
that's the word.
But it's not really because it's like, well, we'll take the items off the shelf and we'll we'll comply with your commands, but that would be a shame if all that profit were to go nowhere, huh? You get what I'm saying, wink, wink?
They're skibbity toilet outfits.
Oh, my God.
Like, for real.
Holy crap, Lois.
Dalton, before we started this episode, he's just riffing as the entire Griffin family.
Oh, my God.
As the entire Griffin family. And I'm just trying to get into the zone, but I'm also zoning out at the same time. And as he's doing that, it's getting worse and worse for me.
I coughed and then I like choked a little. I was like, Peter. And then I like, you know, died as Lois. And then he Peter came in like, Lois. Hi, Lois. And then like, Peter. And I was like, that's a funny.
I'm just like trying that's a funny to get voice, Lois. Ready for this episode.
Yeah, that's how I got rid of the get ready. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Do you know that I used to be deathly afraid of skeletons? Like deathly. Like I was so scared that when Halloween came around, I was actually scared of all the skeletons that were going to come out.
Oh my God.
I had this really irrational fear that a skeleton was going to break into the house, enter everybody's room, but probably enter mine first. And so I always had to like, as I'm trying to fall asleep, I would think about, all right, now where's the skeleton going to get me? Who's he going to get first? I have to make sure I'm safe from the skeleton tonight.
Oh my God. So you were just scared of skeletons when you would go to sleep?
Not always, but like.
I kind of had a similar fear of like irrational. Wasn't it the aliens? Yeah. Oh my God.
I think you talked about that in another episode.
Well, I'm talking about it again because it was scary. Because I did ever talk about the book that I had?
The alien book?
Yeah. Okay, so it fueled everything that, like, my fears. I even had to, like, talk to my guidance counselor at school about it because I got, like, so scared. But I had this book of, like, UFOs, and they were just these grainy photos, and they scared me so bad that, like, I thought
aliens... You fueled yourself with the thing to scare you.
Yeah, I ended up throwing the book in the trash.
Oh, my God!
And, like, I look back, I think back on it,
you had real anxiety over it.
I think back, I'm like, wow, that would be like an interesting book to look through right now. Like just to see where like what scared me so much.
Yeah, you'd probably get triggered.
I probably wouldn't get triggered. I probably would just be like, whoa, like.
Oh, so that was scary. It would trigger something in your brain.
I think I've seen a few of the images pop back up.
They're probably really common ones.
Yeah.
If they're in a book.
I think some of them were Frisbees. I'm not kidding.
Frisbees.
Like, little UFO discs in the air. They look like Frisbees now, like metallic. But it scared me so bad. It was just, okay, maybe someone will find the book and like can like but point
can
out what it was.
Can you think about what year you saw the book?
Okay, it's a book that I owned around the year like 2003. And so it probably would be published before that.
2003, and bro. I was in third grade.
I think, I mean, that would put me in like fifth grade. No, yeah, maybe probably. younger than that. Maybe it was sooner. So it was... No later than that. So, like, pushed out. You know the, like, why can't I think of the term?
Pop-up books?
It wasn't a pop-up, but it was, like, embroidered. Like,
oh, where you could kind of, like, feel the materials?
Yeah.
Yeah, stimmy book.
But it was just, like...
I like those.
Over the UFO. It was a UFO ring, and then that was, like, imprinted and then shiny.
Okay, so when it's kind of, like, it's embossing...
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I know
bezel?
What you mean.
No. You got bevel?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yeah. Ooh, I love books that have those kinds of textures. I want to go back to the skeleton thing.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
When I was trick-or-treating one year, I was a black cat. I was very young. Went up to a door, and when there was other kids there, and one kid had this skull mask that there was like plastic on top of it and blood was dripping through it, and it scared the ever loving shit out of me, and I ran back crying and I couldn't get
when I was a kid those masks get the candy. Would scare me too.
Right, they're so scary.
The scream mask specifically.
scream mask actually genuinely terrified me and I was scared to go trick or treating because I would see them.
Yeah, they scared me the most.
You felt the same way?
I remember there was this duplex we walked up to when I was a kid, And there were, it was, you know, the two houses on each side. Uh-huh. There was one side where one of them was wearing a scream mask. I skipped their house.
You just skipped it. You just straight up skipped
but
it.
But I went to their neighbor's house and they were literally sitting next to each other because they shared a porch. Uh-huh. So they were just, they saw me like, oh, you know, bye, trick or treat. And I was shitting myself because I was like standing next to them and I thought they were going to stab me.
Oh my God. Scream? Okay, that was genuinely very scary.
I
must have
walked in on that movie or something. Because, like, my, I know my parents watched that.
There were commercials for it. That's a really scary mask. It reminds me of the Return the Slack guy. They really did good with that. Anyone else traumatized by Scream, even though they've never seen it?
Never saw it.
I think that was the 7 days reference, like, where that lady got a call on the phone and she heard 7 days. And she turns around and it's Scream or something.
It was a big deal when it came out. Like,
I like it now. I think it's really cool now. I'm
like, this might sound surreal to some
different.
People, but like, I remember my family renting a VHS and then all huddling around their like 20-inch like CRT TV.
Yeah.
Like, oh boy, we're gonna watch a scary movie. This is so immersive.
No way. I was petrified of scary movies.
And it still
movies.
Scared the shit out of you as a kid.
Well, yeah, you get immersed.
It was terrifying.
Genuine. So you actually watched it?
No, I didn't. But I must have walked in or something. I caught a glimpse of that shit because the mask itself is freaky. But
yeah.
I was associating it with being stabbed. Like, that's why I was like scared of it. I thought he was going to stab me, but I don't know why I thought that. I must have seen something.
Well, because that is kind of what he does.
Right. Yeah. That's the way I'm like, I must have seen something.
That's his thing.
Yeah. There's like a few times I remember walking in the living room and I like caught glimpses of movies.
Yeah.
I either wasn't supposed to see or I just didn't understand at the time.
Me too.
One of them was Austin Powers.
That's one I've walked in on too.
Like, it's not that that's inappropriate or anything.
I mean, it is inappropriate.
It's just so confusing for a child to see. Like,
yeah.
What is this movie? Like, what are all these references?
There is a lot going on there.
Too
like a
much.
Lot. I want to watch it again with you.
I literally have no memory of that movie other than like
Mini-Me.
Like,
yeah,
parents
baby.
Watching it, siblings watching it, and Mini-Me.
Mike Myers can get it in that movie, I think.
Wasn't
Don't
he
hold
playing
me to it,
both what's his face?
Dr. Evil.
Yeah, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers.
Yeah. Which I didn't know that for the longest time.
They don't do that in movies anymore.
That's
a really fun
thing. They try
to
cast everybody possible.
I think there's that one movie where Eddie Murphy played his whole family. I don't remember if it was good or not, but he literally played his whole family.
Didn't Adam Sandler do something like that too?
He played his sister.
Oh.
You know, now I'm thinking about it. Maybe there's a reason why people don't do this anymore.
Maybe it didn't fucking work.
I mean, some movies it works really well.
Well, yeah, if you're not trying to be super serious.
That's why I'm thinking.
It has to be like.
The one with Eddie Murphy had to have worked. Because he was like playing a grandma.
He was playing everybody, including the baby.
Oh my God.
I remember that.
I remember. We should just watch that movie. See,
I think we should. Good. There's a lot of old movies that are just on the cusp of my memories.
And we have, the thing is, when you go back to some movies, you either just sit back and go, oh man, that one sucks. I wish I didn't watch it. The memory is so much better than.
Yeah.
Than
oh my God. That can be like a make or break for some things, because right. When you have childhood memories of something, it's like, it's perceived in a completely different consciousness. And so if you see it again, you're like seeing everything in a completely new perspective, and it could ruin that memory for you.
Exactly. That's why some things like...
You don't want your bubble popped. It's nice to just keep your bubbles around sometimes.
It happens a lot with old Flash animations. Like, you think they're so funny and
happens
memory.
With games too, especially.
Oh yeah, games had a lot of bad voice acting because that's just what they had at the
but
time.
But I love that about it. Like, if you go back to any of the old Spyro games, it's like audio compression, and I love that about it. I really do.
So, did we ever get an answer why the Amanda Show theme is the same song as the credits theme in Spyro?
Oh, I think the same guy worked on it. I think that's what it was.
Was it just like the guy used the same tune for both
He might
projects?
Have, yeah.
Oh my God, recycling.
Because he's got
teams.
So many. Honestly, the Spyro background music is some of the best. It's really good, loopable, very unique.
Don't what if hear he thought nobody like would anymore. Notice? Because it was just like
Fool.
Insignificant part huh, of
just
the game.
A random little video game.
Yeah, no one will think of this game in the future. Spyro.
Spyro is my shit. Do you see my little dragon wings? For those of you who are watching this the stream, we have costumes on. And I have little wings. And you can interpret it as Spyro wings if you want. They are bat wings, but... Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay, you know the chow garden? Do you know the chow garden? You know when you feed your chow a tiny animal and then it gains some of those attributes? I was just fed a tiny animal. But by feed, I didn't actually eat it. I just kind of nuzzled it and then it sparkles went away and then it disappeared. And then I gained some of its attributes and then I leveled up a little bit. My flight leveled up a little bit.
It's broken.
I have a mushroom on my
Meredith,
head.
Meredith, do something.
Oh, you see, because I have this mushroom on my head, I'm like, the fungus is taking over.
Oh, no.
And Meredith is a clown. Brain. Honk.
Honk, honk.
Honk, honk.
How is Meredith doing with their clown career, huh?
She's
what's
really
their best
good
trick?
At it, honestly.
Do they do parties?
Yeah, she does a lot of crazy tricks. We do a lot of crazy tricks together. Like,
do you just pull her out of your brain and then kids are like, whoa, it's like the ribbons. And then when you get to the end, the brain comes out. It's like, ew, a pregnant worm. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not pregnant. Meredith is not pregnant.
Oh, that's right. It's your brain. You rip your brain out.
Meredith like, doesn't have a gender enough to be pregnant. Okay. Meredith is Meredith.
It's your brain.
I know it is. You know, okay, there's this gif that I really like of these two, it's 3D, there's these two blank white blob-like characters and their brains are exposed and there's just like a little brain coil on coming out of each of them like yarn, you know, and they just both keep picking at it. I think you and me should do that.
I think you're already doing that with Meredith.
Now that's what she
you
is.
You could barely complete she's, that sentence. You just she's like part started of, stalling like 10 times.
I was because I was thinking of it. It's really hard to describe things.
Yeah, that's why you got to use filler words. That way you sound more intelligent and people think you know what you're talking about. But really, you're just filling space and nobody can
tell. Are you acting
really
like that's what you're doing right now?
No, I'm not filling space at all. If
I think that's
to
what
spill,
you're trying to act like that you're doing right
hey,
now.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
I think you're
if
trying to show it off
space,
as an example.
If I wanted to fill space... Then I would. Okay? Huh? Does that make sense? I'm filling the space.
What do you think about haunted houses?
I don't have a lot of memories of haunted houses, honestly.
Me neither, because I was too chicken shit to ever do them. And one time I did, I think it traumatized me so bad that I don't remember it. Because I do remember doing it. I remember having to go into one when I was a baby. And I just like hid my face and cried.
Oh my God. I remember one that I didn't go on because it was like really out of season, but we were at some kind of theme park.
All right.
And they just had this random like horror attraction. And it's just like, it wasn't like Halloween, but I didn't want to do it. So I ended up not doing it. But then like my sister and my brother came out and they were just like, dude, the lights went off and the walls started closing in.
What?
Yeah, and it was like some immersive experience like that. I probably should have done it.
Hell no. That sounds like a traumatizing attraction to me.
Yeah, like all the ones I've ever done were kind of lame where it's just like someone jump scares you from somewhere you didn't know they were going to come from. Ah, and they're in a costume this time. Ah.
I wonder if I would be okay with it now because I feel like I have a different mindset.
You probably think it was more like funny because you catch the actor laughing.
I'm not as scared of some things anymore and I feel like I could view it. I could view it in a new fun perspective. Yeah, I'm a big brave dog. I'm a big brave dog. You know? But I feel like now I would go to a haunted house with you. I think that would be fun.
Have you ever seen those like I've seen those really terrifying ones that are more of like an endurance test where you have to like sign all these waivers and like,
oh God, Oh, no, I think that guy's just a freak.
Yeah, that's one dude, what I like, kind
he
of
he just
like,
genuinely likes to torture people.
Yeah.
With consent.
Like, can I have your consent to torture you?
Yeah, he like straight up holds them underwater and like will waterboard them and
like release bugs on them while they're restrained.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm sure lots of people are into that.
I don't know if he has, but I've seen just like videos. It almost looks like he's trying to like rip people's teeth out and shit. Like, this dude is nuts. Yeah,
but they pay for it. They pay for the experience.
Yeah, they pay for it and then consent to it.
They do. But then a lot of people come out of it, and even though they consented to it, they have like
trauma.
Yeah.
And some people say their safe words don't work.
Yeah, there's literally safe words, and then you can shout them and they'll just keep going.
Yeah, that dude has something wrong in the brain.
You should maybe go to jail, maybe. Just a thought.
Just an idea. He should find a different line of work for real. Like, maybe special effects or something?
No, because then he can't torture anybody.
Exactly!
He wants to torture people.
No, make him like, I don't know. Dude.
Listen, everybody wants a serial killer, a fictional serial killer, to whisper sweet nothings in their ear before they kill them. But not in reality, though. Not in reality. No.
But, like, why would they want to pay someone to torture them, though? That's just what I don't understand. All that stuff out there about him, and people still are, like, eager on a waiting list to be tortured by this guy.
Yeah, it's got a waiting list. No, because people like that.
Yeah, I have no idea who
he is. For the thrill. It can either be for with one reason or another, or just the thrill.
I don't know. That's kind of a weird thrill.
Crossing the line? Is it crossing the line?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I don't know. But if you're into it.
You know Ben Drowned? Remember?
Not really. That was more your thing.
Remember the creepypastas? Any of you guys into them creepypastas?
Like, I'm familiar with it because of you, but that's about it.
Yeah, I first discovered it when videos were coming out, I'm pretty sure. And I remember showing it to my friends on Halloween. And they fucking screamed.
Did they think
screamed.
It was real?
I don't know what they thought, but I was genuinely scared of it. And so, of course, I passed.
Isn't
that
just
down.
Like a fake and then that game became, glitch?
Yeah, it was. It was
oh
totally.
My God.
It was all
you guys are
faked.
Lame.
But
ah,
creepypastas back then were very believable because
the
there weren't as many
like that in games, like scary glitches.
It was
ones.
A haunted. He was haunted by Ben. Ben freaking drowned Dalton.
Oh my God.
It was a haunted Majora's Mask cartridge where the little statue would follow you around and the song of healing
would
become the song of unhealing because it was played backwards.
Oh my God. Listen, the truly haunted games.
And it would just chase you and it was scary.
They're the ones, the truly haunted ones, are the ones with actual dead people on the, like, stored data. Have you ever seen games like that?
Huh?
Yeah, they're a game. There are a lot of them are, like, random. Like, games that are almost not even registered as games to most people.
What are you talking about?
Let me explain!
Fuck!
Huh? What? Huh? What? Huh? Jeez!
He Man, hates
that's
me.
That's Meredith. Shut up. Oh my God. But yeah, there have been like certain games where they'll have like pictures of someone and it's just like actually dead and they use it as like a game spray or they use it as like an image in the credits or you've never seen those?
No.
Yeah. There's like games like that. Those are the only things in game cartridges that are actually like scary to me. It's like,
that
whoa.
Sounds haunted. You're asking to get haunted.
Yeah, exactly. Those are truly haunted. Guys, have an actual dead people on the...
I feel like... I don't know what exactly I believe in, but I feel like energy can definitely be left over.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful energies.
I feel like if you have enough powerful energy in life, you leave it behind. It doesn't dispel into nothing.
Energy has to go somewhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could be explaining why ghosts are not rested, because their energy was still fired up when they were in life.
I'm so wishy-washy about ghosts because I've definitely had what I believe to be ghostly paranormal experiences growing up. But I'm also like, but how do I know for real though? Those are one of those things that you can't really know.
I would like to like actually visit like a haunted location.
Yeah, you've really never experienced anything, and you've always been wishy-washy, like way more wishy-washy. Yeah, I've always been
like open to the idea of being haunted. Like, ooh, let me be haunted. I want to see. Like, I'm not like afraid of Ouija boards or anything.
Ouija boards.
Yeah, I'll take one out in the middle of the night.
No, you do not fuck like, with Ouija boards. Like some
candles, right?
No, no. Listen, my mom used a Ouija board once. I think it was in the basement. And I'm pretty sure she opened some kind of portal because that house is haunted as hell.
Oh, my God.
And then, you know, they moved away. They don't live there anymore. And it got refurbished. And now, I don't know.
The rest is history.
And the rest is history. I don't know if they have problems. But I feel like whatever lived there
is terrifying them to this day.
Yeah. Because, listen, I saw a man with a hat once. Okay. I'm going to talk about the man with the hat. I was sitting in the living room with my mom. And she came home from work or something, and we were sitting by the window, and I saw a man with a black kind of like bowler hat holding a black briefcase or some kind of briefcase walking up to the house. And so I literally go to the door and I open the door to like see who they were, like what they wanted, and there was nobody there.
Ooh.
I remember that. And it is just kind of like a memory of a memory at this point. But my mom can back it up that that really happened. I swear to God, I saw a man. And she told me that when she used to work at this pharmacy, she saw a similar man once at the corner of her eye. And that could just be a coincidence. But she hadn't told me about it. Weird. She hadn't even told me about it. I just experienced this on my own.
Huh. Interesting.
And so that freaked her out. And she told me that even, you know, my grandpa had an experience seeing a man like that. So I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know who I saw. It wasn't just like an animal or something. I straight up remember seeing a man.
Who knows? What if they? It was just a guy who cut through the house, all the like lawn all the time on his way to work. Can you guys just
why
happen to
my
move?
House? He was walking up our driveway.
I don't know.
Dude had some business. He was like a salesman or something. Someone's trying to sell me something.
For real. Trying to sell you a scary story.
I don't know if he was good or bad. I don't know.
I mean,
I really don't know what it means.
If he didn't stick around, maybe he was good.
I don't remember what my mom said, if she felt like anything weird from him, because my mom definitely has like a lot of strange things that happen around her. I feel like she has something that's always following her, or she's a gateway. Who knows? Who knows?
Oh, geez.
I swear that Ouija don't mess with the Ouija boards. That's what I'm trying to say here. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go mess with the Ouija board now.
No, don't. I will. Like, I don't know how I feel one way or the other, but I know that it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
No,
well, I'm
Luigi
gonna go
boards
now.
For me.
We'll see you guys in the next episode. I'm going to go
say trick or treat. Wait. Say trick or treat and I'll give you some candy.
Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
Yeah.